Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Feel Weird podcast. Just a little disclaimer for you guys. This episode is chaos. We were filming it from our balcony overlooking the ocean on our holidays. Beautiful as you think. Oh no, big fucking train station right for the middle of it. These dogs everywhere screaming, these people screaming. And we were disturbed about five times. It was chaos. There's something wrong with Liam's microphone from transit of bringing it over in the air on the plane. Couldn't pick that up in sound check, so it sounds like he's bloody juggling the thing. But anyway, it's actually a really funny episode, so just do us a favour, look past the terrible audio, will you? And enjoy. Hola, mes amigos.
Hola, señor.
We are bringing the Feel Weird podcast to you live from Lloret de Mar.
Malgrat de Mar.
Malgrat de Mar.
Down the road.
Down the road from Barcelona.
Barcelona. Up the road, Barcelona.
Yep, it is scorching hot.
Scorching.
Yes.
Absolutely a good way to put it.
Our lovely partners are sunbathing and this is our excuse to hide.
It is indeed. And get
what we're going global. We are now officially Mr. and Mr. Worldwide.
16 episodes in. Overseas episode. Yeah. Trying to get it expensed.
The King of Spain invited us personally.
He said, do it here and we'll put you up in a luxury 3-star suite.
Absolutely.
On the beach with the trains going by.
Yeah, there's graffiti all behind us. There's a lovely breeze.
Lovely breeze.
So, thanks for joining us all the way into Central Europe.
Spot on.
We're going back to some fun stuff, aren't we?
We've got some fun topics today. We've got some fun little bits and I don't have any of it on my iPad.
Have you done that?
Airdrop it to me, please, right now.
Okay.
Before we get into some of our holiday
dinny ding ding donut
bits and bobs.
So, we had our last episode, if you've not watched it already yet, was ironically, I still think our funniest episode yet, even though it was our probably deepest episode, getting into some of the stuff that me and Liam have wanted to talk about for a while, but, well, didn't think anybody cared yet.
And apparently people want to hear all about it, so
and we've heard some beautiful stories and some very moving feedback, haven't we?
Very much so.
Shout out to those special people.
You know you are.
You know who you are. Anyway, now, because we are in sunny España, we're going to have a laugh. We're going to have a giggle. We've missed so much stuff we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And we're not going to pull back on all of it because we'll be here all week.
So context for anyone listening now, the way that we usually work is I'll put stuff in the note, Sam will put stuff in the joint note, and it'll be a major news topic or whatever. We're not a very political podcast by any means, but
cultural news.
And we'll both cover something and go, let's speak about this. And then due to obviously unforeseen circumstances, by the time we're ready to shoot, it is old news.
I mean, also, having some fantastic guests.
Having some fantastic guests. Yeah, we wanted to
what
do...
what we would do on a normal
guest,
episode.
Guest, duo. And we went for season two. Guest.
We were spoiled.
We were very spoiled with some great guests.
No complaints. Assuming
that you've listened to all of four of them and loved them all equally.
And there's more guests coming. That's not to say we're not going to.
The King of Spain.
Yeah, the King of Spain.
Is there a King of Spain?
I feel like they are a country with...
I don't know what they're rocking with.
Yes, there is.
How do you know? What's his name? He's got to be the least famous.
Don't ask me what his name is, because me just coming up with a Spanish name is going to get cancelled before we're even famous.
I couldn't even tell you what. I've not seen the coins here, though.
He's the one with the crown.
That's the one. Spanish guy.
Yeah,
Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Right, sick. Now I know what you're talking about.
Hombre.
Speaking of king and old people, just because I wanted to read this out to Sam. I don't know if anyone saw that. There was Britain's oldest man was just crowned 116 years old.
Which in is the almost UK. Sad because that means the other guy had to.
One of his boys had to dip from to get that award, and I just wanted to read out a couple of comments. So, as you know,
TikTok is a
horrible place, but my God, is it a funny place? And we have to read out
some professional comedians in the.
I've said
on the rise
we covered
in the
a conspiracy theory episode, and I think it's a legitimate conspiracy thing that TikTok has got hundreds of comedians across every language on Earth. Their sole job is to go and just pepper
industry
beautiful
plants in
pieces
the comments.
It's industry plants, and they're getting paid a salary to go on TikTok all day and just write the jokest thing you can ever imagine.
Mate,
here are some of the
funny
ones. Britain's oldest man.
That's all it is. Britain's oldest man.
These are comments under a video labeled Britain's oldest man.
Lovely old man.
Lovely bloke. Poor guy. His wife's died.
To the world.
He's got great grandkids. He's lived with memory. Top comment. Bro's memories are in black and white. Horrible. Bro's actually 20. He just works night shifts. Bro's ready to start his career in US politics.
Oh.
That's a bang on one.
When Liam told me we were going to do this segment, he obviously hasn't read the comments from me already. And I genuinely said, the only thing I'm going to guess is that there is a comment about them running for president.
Literally that. Next one, Rishi Sunak just declared him fit for work. Obviously, it's quite an old one at that point. I know he still gets ID'd for energy drinks. Even though you've got to be 16.
No, that's really funny.
It's a good one, isn't it? Get this man his keys. And they'll come underneath his, get this lad behind the wheel. They try and encourage him. Next one, Jake Paul's next opponent, of course.
Absolutely.
Another one, get this man his car keys.
Absolutely.
Next one, owns 5 properties for the price of a loaf of bread. Topical, it makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely true.
Bought his house in the late 60s, early 70s.
Bought his house for a Kit Kat.
Bought his house for a Kit Kat and a bag of raspberries.
Yeah, and complains that all these youngins...
Stop buying Costa coffees, that's why.
Sink the boat.
Someone did the maths on that. I don't know if you saw the video when they worked out average coffee price based on how often. If someone went and had a coffee every single morning before their 9 to 5, 5 days a week. So
I've seen
5 coffees
similar,
a week.
But go on.
And it was something like for the average time it takes... They say really like 3 years, whatever, to save up for a house. Ooh. And they're like, you would only have X amount if you purely just use the money from coffees. And it's nothing.
Yeah.
It is absolutely nothing.
And yet it's somehow every old person's answer to why young people are poor.
Because they buy too many Starbucks.
Yeah, not the fact that you were a factory worker and you swept floors and then you could have a house that's worth 750K. Yeah. Mad.
And not to get too political, but speaking of all the knobhead rioters,
go on.
Which, ironically, we would have loved to have taken the piss out of, but a bit old news now.
By the time you're hearing this, it'll be really old news.
Yeah, definitely. But so many people blaming immigrants for, you know, all sorts. Doctor's waiting list. But the funny joke I saw about was the one about like council houses. And just like, you know, you got your right wingers that seem to think that Mr. Used to be in the army is homeless because some Indian
Mr. Patel's taking his job as a GP.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I saw that since Margaret Thatcher demolished the country, 80% of council houses have been sold off.
Really? That much?
80%.
So it's not really a valid argument at all.
So there isn't any, there's
it
not,
never
there's
is
not
a valid argument. Every time,
of course it isn't.
I'm
Every
yet
single
to see,
one of their arguments can be trumped
I'm
like
yet
that.
To see when they go, so what's your problem? Why are you not getting a job? As usual, well, I left school at 11 and I can't read or write, but he's got my job as a brain surgeon.
Can we talk about some of our favourites very briefly of the imbeciles we have seen? One of my favourites particular was it was probably called John Smith. And he's talking about how I can't be a doctor.
Why can't you be a doctor?
Because they're all taking all the jobs.
Are you a medical trained professional?
No, I dropped out of school when I'm 14 and I'm now 72.
Okay, sick. So what have you done since then?
Fuck all.
There we go then.
Yeah, wiped my ass a couple of times over the years.
There we go. It's the same people who remind me when they're at Trump rallies and they go, why are you, we're here for Trump or whatever. And they go, Trump's the true president. He should be there. And they're like, well, he isn't. He isn't. But what do you mean? And he goes, he should be the true president. It's all a fix and all a sham.
Oh,
and it's exhausting Americans, really.
But you know what's funny as well? Go both on. Of those examples aren't fake. They're real videos.
They're both low IQ individuals.
Yep. Do you remember the other guy that was saying that I can't get a job because they're taking all my jobs? Well, why can't you get a job then? Well, you know, I just can't. Well, what does somebody say in a job interview to you? Well, I've got a criminal record.
I've got a criminal record. I'm a nonce.
And then it turned out was it anonymous? I know they're not always perfect.
They're listening in right now.
They're listening in right now. Shout out to them. Yeah. Hi guys, please don't break our podcast.
Yep.
But they then exposed, he was a paedophile.
Yeah.
He even said on that video when he said, I've got a criminal record, they went, what for? And he went, well, assault. That's why you can't get a job, you fucking moron.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
Oh my God.
It's absolutely exhausting. I'm yet to see a high IQ individual, someone who's a real benefit to society, at the front and center of one of those. It was an Asian woman and she was interviewing that young white guy. He must have been in his late, I swear he had an Aston Villa top or something like that. And he was like, well, they're taking all the jobs and then they're not even working them.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, what do you mean they're taking all the jobs? And he goes, well, they're taking the jobs and they're not even like going work.
He's wearing a West Ham top and I know exactly what video I'm about. And he's
and
such
all the comments
a moron.
Are like, you're so clueless. You don't even know what you're saying. How are they taking the jobs and then they're not working them?
I don't know, Liam. I'm not a moron.
I'm saying it to you, like you're
honestly,
like you've got.
Did you see that? In fact, to be fair, there was the only person I saw who looked like she was a reasonably respectable member of society,
go on.
And then opened her mouth and immediately proved me wrong.
Oh, go on.
There was these two Karens, one looked like a Barbara.
Yeah.
and they had England flags around their necks, of course, obviously. And one of them was going on about, this is not a joke, by the way. She said that, shut up you down there. Fucking yapper yapper.
Yapper yapper, shut up please.
And this woman said something like, oh, it's going to really piss me off now. It was something along the lines of, it costs this country, this is a real figure, she said, £65 million a week to house refugees in this country. That's how much this country's spending, apparently.
But they just make
where
up figures.
Where she pulled that from.
This is what I mean. Where are you finding this?
£65 million.
I have no idea what the number is, but I'm telling you, it's not 65M.
I'd have to spend money, me, bro, for a poor boy. And I could not fucking spend
Timu,
60...
Timu spent seen 65 million quid
out
from
of my
you.
Pocket.
Out of your pocket.
65 million a week?
Yeah, no, she's making that up.
Oh my God. And then her mate went, see, the thing is, it's like the Titanic. You'll recognise the video now I've said that.
I think so.
Surely.
It sounds
like the Titanic. What happened with the Titanic? What happened to it when there's too many people on it? And her mate goes, it sank. And she goes, exactly. This country is sinking. And it's just like the Titanic.
Flawless impression, I've got to say. Flawless impression.
Because famously, but that's what happened to the Titanic.
We've got to speak
too,
on...
Too many people on and they went, there's too many people on, yeah, but we're going to set off.
We're going to get going now,
we're gonna
lads.
We're
going to set
off,
we're
and then randomly
going.
Sink.
Yeah.
No icebergs were involved in the making of this movie.
We need to speak on some of the characters at this hotel. So our hotel, as you obviously... What I said, you leave England to go to Spain to be adopted around Spanish people, eating Spanish food and whatever. 85% of our hotel is... British, yeah. Born in Bury, yeah. And Yorkshire. There's a bloke, you know what I'm talking about? T-shirt blasted.
We've named him Trevor.
Yeah, he's definitely a Trevor, mm-hmm. Trevor or a Dave.
Yeah.
British bulldog on it, Knights Templar on the back, or he's got one of the
not.
Crusaders
well,
on the thing.
Though,
there's so many of them here.
Day four, I think. Let's just say we're on day four.
Day four. No, it is day four.
Every single day, he's had a different one on.
A different one, different colour,
like,
different designs.
That, like, Wish Timu quality,
yeah.
Where like you stretch it and it's white.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like diving suits.
Yeah.
Really thin. A different one every day. You're right, he's had St. George on one.
Yeah.
British Bulldog on one.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one he had?
He had the Knights on it. Knights of the Round
That's
Table
the
thingy
George.
Ones. Oh, is that the one?
That was the St. George one.
Either British way, Bulldogs. Mental. All the go-to
exactly.
Classics. I'll have Churchill blasted
oh,
on the
yeah.
Front tomorrow. No
yep.
Question.
And, got up and did karaoke, and I genuinely think, pause for 3 seconds, in the comments, I reckon everybody in their head just guessed what he sang. What did he sing, Liam?
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Of course he did.
Sweet
Could have told you
Caroline.
Before he went up.
Oh my God.
Of course he did. It's the white people classic.
Yeah.
And it's a white
people
classic.
And his missus looked like she was 70, maybe 30 with too many cigarettes.
It's really
had the
tough
shortest
to tell.
Short skirt on I've ever
yeah.
Seen in my life.
And we just...
And was finger gunning everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the weirdest thing anyway.
It's
but
very
anyway,
strange.
What we were saying is, I mean, I've been to Benidorm a couple of times. I like a cheap holiday. I don't mind a bit of tack.
Yeah. But you said you were embarrassed.
This holiday walking around is embarrassing to
yeah.
Be British
yeah.
Because when we first got here and they were like, oh yeah, it's tokens for the, we're all in all inclusive.
Mm.
It's tokens because people take more than one drink and I'm thinking, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
And we step into the fucking, into the room and it's like, oh yeah, hang on, the British will take the piss here.
100% they
we
do.
Saw three people last night get stopped served.
They did.
You guessed
one of them was,
it. One of them was
her wife.
Yeah.
His wife.
Absolutely. You guessed it. And honestly, because the culture, fucking these little flip-flops everywhere.
Little flip-flops
there's
everywhere.
There's at least five Donny blokes that we've seen not together that have got the worst England, like, three
propaganda
lines.
Merchandise.
Yeah. No, tattoos.
Oh yeah, tattoos as well.
Yeah.
All
merchandise
of it.
On themselves.
All of it. Your neighbour.
Oh my God.
Your neighbour's the same.
Yeah, our neighbour.
Yeah, he's got St. George blasted on his arm.
Yeah.
It's a passionate, for people who hate foreigners, my God, they love coming to their country,
God,
so
yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's terribly ironic if they hit him back with that, you're wearing that
yeah.
Stuff.
And he's
in
coming
our
into someone else's country and going, where's my fucking English breakfast?
Literally, where's my John Smith? Where's my bitter?
Yeah. Fuck your paella. Where's my English breakfast?
It's outrageous, isn't it? It's
coming
it's,
over here with a Shakira law.
It's unbelievable. For the time as well that we're in the summer, just to touch a bit on the Olympics, which I watched 0 minutes
Segway
of.
Segway of racism to Olympics, I love it.
Yeah, it just seemed like an appropriate jump considering
absolutely.
We're in Espanol at the moment. Because I don't pay for a TV license, as you know, because I don't watch live TV.
Me neither,
so.
Hombre.
But you're still watching the TV. I'm not watching live TV. Yeah, hold on.
No, I'm not.
This comedy.
No.
This is
not
all
me.
About comedy and not said in the. It's all said in jest.
Yes, can't
anyway,
use that in an official
call. The point
call
of it
war.
Is. Nothing enrages me more in the Olympics, and I despise to see it, and what? You will as well, when any someone's running or they're cycling or whatever, and they're about to cross the finish line and they give it all this, and then they either fall or someone passes them. It drives me bonkers. You've been training 4 years and you can't wait eight seconds.
Your whole life.
Yes, what I mean. Yeah, you've got one opportunity, one shot to seize everything you
and
ever wanted.
And they don't capture it.
And they just let it slip. They let it slip. And honestly, every time I see it, there are just dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of examples of it recently, of ones where they go, they're about to do it, and then someone goes past them. And honestly, you actually deserve...
That's a fumble, isn't it?
You deserve
it?
A hot pillow. You deserve to slip in the shower.
Nobody deserves a hot pillow.
They deserve a hot pillow. I think it's the most outrageous, cocky behavior. Everyone at home is watching going, that's our lad Sammy's about to win the race, and you're giving it all this, giving it all that bollocks just before you finish. And then you go, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. We said we weren't even going to speak on the whole Ray Gun business because what more can
Ray
you say?
Gun business.
That's her name. Rachel Gunn, the woman with the...
Didn't know that was her name. Oh, the breakdancer.
Those are
for
legitimate
our audio
moves.
Listeners, those Liam just did a better breakdance routine than the Australian.
Those were
break
legitimate
dancer.
Moves. It's the... It was given it all the... It'll be on the screen next. There was a yawn, was one of her moves.
Oh my God.
I saw someone did a breakdown of the top 10 Ray Gun moves, and one of them was just her. And someone's at the door.
Oh.
Give it a pause. Hold on.
Resume. After being disturbed by our beautiful partners who we adore. That was Daniel. So you said you've got a question for me.
That I do. Question. Should they bring back the death penalty?
Okay.
But, hold on.
That's not where
hold
I thought
on.
I was going.
No. Hold on. Bring back the death penalty.
It's too sunny for that
listen,
kind of question.
Listen. But you're up for the death penalty, electric chair, injection, whatever. The person administering it, who's killing you, if they're a goalkeeper, you score a penalty on them, you walk off scot-free. Are you taking your chances?
I think that's a difficult question, not because of the moral
but
debate around
of,
death, purely because I'm a bowler.
You're a bowler. You'd be
I'm
right.
a bowler.
You'd be
that's
fine.
An easy
you're scoring
answer
that pen.
Me. I am bagging that
what
pen.
What if the guy who's turning on your electric chair, Schmeichel,
I'm
a prime Peter Schmeichel.
I'm still bagging it.
Well, you're not though, obviously.
No, obviously I'm not. But
what if it's a Petr Cech?
What are the chances of that?
Helmet and all.
What are the chances of that?
And he's going to
have
put
you ever watched
helmet
a film where
you?
Someone's executioner? They're always massive.
They are.
And
always
I don't mean
they're not quick.
Thin.
They're not
they're
quick.
Fucking juggernaut bastards.
Yeah, no, they're not going to be quick.
But I'm going to flip it. What's your answer? Because you wouldn't bag a penalty.
No, I think I could.
I don't think you
toe
could.
Toe peck it with 99%. My
toe
thing
peck,
is
also the most erratic, unpredictable. Kind
that's
of
what
pick.
I'm saying. I'll take my chances.
You would? Would you?
99 shot power, 1% accuracy.
I would like to see my friend take that.
But if I'm going to die anyway. Surely it's calm.
You're not going to die anyway, because if you
no, if I miss it, if I miss it, I'm dead. If I score it, I'll get to go scot-free.
So you just said I'm dead anyway. You're not going to be dead anyway.
That's a good point. I don't really know how this is going to work.
Lorette Demar wants a little feature in this.
Yeah, we did. We said about we're going to do this potentially on the beach, and we went, I feel like that's even more inconsistent.
Even more
because,
erratic.
Because considering there's people here banging on toes and walking over asking for some of your drink... In this place, it's going to be worse than a beach.
Someone's waltzing with their fucking patio door above us. I don't know if you can hear
that. Updoor neighbours activities. I see that coming all the time. Anytime there's any noise on any video, updoor neighbour activities. Which is pretty
But anyway, to conclude, I think that's an easy question for me, purely because, I'm a bowler. I'd bag that. I'd take my chances.
But then also, surely then any footballer who wants to commit a lot of crimes, and there's been a fair few, as you know.
As there has.
Can go, I'll take the death penalty, please. And take their chances.
Maybe
because instead of going to prison at all, they'll go, I'll take the death penalty. They score the pen, obviously.
Yeah, well.
And then they go off
scot-free. That's why England have not won the Euros.
Yeah, but they weren't against an executioner who's not trained in penalty. They're not against Pickford in goal.
Good point. But maybe, what if it's like how, you know, you can, necessarily for like in court, for example, you can pick your religious book to swear to oath onto.
Yeah.
What if you could pick your sport to do said penalty?
That's
like
a good
the hockey
shot.
One, ice hockey, where you're like running at it.
Yeah.
But three pointer, I don't know.
That'd be too easy. I think you need to have.
Well, it'd be easy if you're a basketballer.
I was going to say, because maybe you just get
Shaquille
one
O'Neal
shot.
Can't do a fucking three pointer.
No, he couldn't. He scored one in his whole career.
So, yeah, maybe. No, he didn't.
He did? Well, why would we be shooting him? And he was just a buzzer beater. He just had the ball as the time was going out. He hoofed it up and he got it.
That's fantastic.
I think he's one for 35. I think he shot 35 and he hit one.
That sounds like a really complex sport.
You know what, Sam? You'd be absolutely correct in thinking so.
Yeah.
We're going to play this week as well. We're going to play a bit of ball and a bit of football anyway.
Yeah, we are.
Next one to get onto, I was introduced by Tanyelle over there, my wife, Spotify DJ. Have you perchance taken part in the
Spotify
DJ?
I tried it for a bit because so many people were saying that it's super clever.
It's so really good. Clever. This is what I wanted to go on to.
Okay, well, not a fan.
I really like it, but my thing is, and I've seen the video of the actual guy, he's like from the Bronx or whatever, who does the voiceover. Does that, hey, Sam, let's get you listening to the mix from 2022, whatever. And he gets you into like, you know, however many different songs you like from that era.
Yep.
He has the best AI voice train I've ever, ever seen, because he'll say the song or the act or that's about to come up. But I think for the bigger ones, obviously he would have done the Taylor Swift, whatever. There's no way he in a studio said Hiatus Coyote.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't think of that.
Because he was saying, I was like, it sounded so fluid and perfect. And I was saying to Dan, I was like, when you're listening to any K-pop and a Korean name comes up, is he just delivering that? Just, you know, in his Bronx accent.
Landlined, like, automatic voice lanes.
No, because
like,
it sounds really smooth.
You would like to book an appointment for it, Samuel Capper.
That's what I mean. But that's what I thought it'd be like. But he says it so slick. And all of them, I obviously were like bigger artists. I was like, he probably would have said that in the booth anyway.
Possibly so.
But then when he got to Hiatus Coyote, I went, you did not say Hiatus Coyote in a booth.
It's like
psychedelic
porn crumpets.
That's what I mean.
Shout out to them.
If he's saying really rogue underground, you know what I need? I need Kid Blue to show up.
He would say Kide Blue, because that's what seems to happen
Kide
everywhere.
Kide Blur.
Kid Blue. That's my name, you know.
Yeah, it will be.
Kid Blue.
George, just before we started, George Sullivan, his episode, like just before we got on, he went, who's Kide Blue? And you're like, oh, this keeps happening.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, he did. Like Kide Blue. You're like, yeah, it doesn't really work for the namesake. But all these other Kid Blues are not. Are they popping? Who's the biggest Kid Blue on Spotify?
I'm the biggest Kid Blue in the world.
Yeah, but who's actually the biggest one on Spotify? It's only like a couple thousand. Funny enough, yeah.
That's all I've got for
Where's he from?
I don't know.
You checked out his stuff?
No.
You should do a collab with like all six of you.
You know those psycho group chats that people make where it's all the same name. And you're like, hey guys.
You should do a tune with all the other Kid Blues, no matter what the language, whatever. And I actually think it'd be, that's something that'd go viral though, for sure.
Go viral, but wouldn't sound very good at all.
No. The one's like in Azerbaijan and doesn't even like speak English. You just gotta, I don't want to be called Kid Blue then.
What's wrong with that?
Did I say anything wrong with that? Why would I think someone's wrong with that?
Azerbaijan hip hop music is fantastic.
They do really well in the Eurovision, so I'm told. I don't watch it. I'm sure they normally score quite high in it.
But anyway, I want to go next. I saw something on TikTok that I really wanted to ask Liam, because I think this is perfect for what me and you are into.
What's my top five defenders all time Premier League? Go.
Absolutely not.
Go
Although
ahead.
I'm curious.
I don't think I can name you five defenders. Micah Richards.
I was just about to say, at least give me the best defender of all time, and Micah Richards was not the one. I'll tell you what, clip this right up. As someone who doesn't know football at all, someone who's only ever watched football pre-2009 Barclays,
I know 90% of my football knowledge is through you.
The best footballer, the best defender in history.
I don't know a lot of defenders. I don't really know who was a defender.
You've already named like three then.
Where's he from?
I've never heard of that guy.
Oh, good one.
Where's Brown though?
Wes Brown,
I'm not telling you, I want your opinion.
Wes Brown was my mate's cousin. Genuinely serious.
Is that Jackie's brother sister's boy?
He is though.
I want your opinion. Who do you think?
Dimitar Berbatov. Hold on. Who's a defender?
Dimitar Berbatov is the greatest centre-back to
Michael
play the game. No, another striker.
I only know strikers.
Let's move on.
Hold on. It's Goalsy. Gary Neville. Phil Neville.
We'll just take Gary Neville. We'll just
is
take
he a defender?
It because it's the first defender you've named in the last 12 minutes. Okay, Gary Neville is the best defender to ever play.
What's the right answer? TT.
For me, greatest defender to ever play the game.
Go on. Yep, Sam.
I think it's between Franz Beckenbauer, Paolo Maldini.
Was I going to say Franz Beckenbauer?
Or Rio Ferdinand. Or Yap Stam.
Oh, I didn't know Rio Ferdinand.
My fucking brother's named after Yap Stam.
Yeah, that's a good book. I said Yap Stam about 30 seconds ago, and it'll be in this clip, a little, I'll do a little one of them.
Yapstam's greatest defender. I'll clip that up for me. I like that opinion. Man United fans get bummed down for that.
If you said Dutch, I probably would have got him eventually, because I can name a few.
Name me a Dutch defender right now, and if you don't name the one, you get a slap.
Your defender? He's not like him because he was a Liverpool player.
He's a striker, maybe a winger. Virgil van Dijk.
Oh, Gullit. Fred Gullit.
Fred Gullit. Fred Gullit.
I actually can't remember
Fred
what his first name was.
Rude Gullit.
That's rude, that. Rude with two U's.
Yeah.
That's very on brand for Dutch people.
Yeah.
They love chucking in an extra syllable.
Rude von Gullit.
Rude.
Or van Gullit.
It'd be van Gullit.
Anyway, I saw a segment on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you've got to it. Sorry.
I haven't even got to it.
Go.
And basically, it was saying, But what we've tailored a little bit, so we're going to have five of these.
Go on.
Five actors that if you can combine...
Oh, duh. I thought this was going to be...
Two characters they've played.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be like the best, like Avengers, for example. Like remake the Avengers with five actors that includes both of their biggest...
Give an example that isn't in your group.
It isn't in my group.
It isn't in your group. Give an example.
This is a super rogue one, but it's the first one that comes to my mind. And it was Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, it's Neo and...
Morpheus and Silver Surfer.
Morpheus and Silver Surfer, that makes total sense. Even though he's just a voice, are we allowing it?
We're going to have to allow it because my list is hilarious if we don't.
Oh no, yours is really way off, isn't it?
I've got a couple of cliches and a couple of rogues.
Go first. We'll go one after another, but go on, give me first.
Well, considering I asked for five, I've got way more than five.
Have you? Go on. Yeah, we'll do one after another and then I want to hear you just blitz off your last few
Josh
ones.
Josh Brolin.
Thanos and?
Cable.
Course, that's a great...
Absolutely.
That's a dangerous combo.
It is, yeah.
My top one, Tom Hardy, Venom and Bane.
He was
that's
on my list.
That's a great one.
And just to clarify, I haven't ordered my list because I just couldn't.
No, neither did I.
But he was on my list.
Yep.
I've got Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man and Doctor Doom.
It's kind of cheating if he's not here yet. It hasn't even happened.
It's kind of cheating, but suck your mum. Don't care.
Can I add Mahershala Ali? He's probably not going to be Blade anymore.
No, that definitely don't count because he's definitely not going to be Blade.
And Cottonmouth from Luke Cage. Although he's not even a superhero, he's just a crime boss.
Is that the caliber you're going for?
No, it's not. That's not what I'm...
Is it you?
I'm going to take it before you go. Keanu Reeves, Neo, John Wick.
Fuck you. That was on my list. And I like it because...
Hold on. Just letting everyone in Malcolm DeMar. Yeah, but it'd be two Spanish ones, wouldn't know. Antonio Banderas, Zorro. Antonio Banderas, Puss in Boots.
Zorro and Xabi Alonso.
That's a good one. Although they're both just Zorro. Puss in Boots and just Zorro are both just... A Spanish guy with a sword.
That wins.
I've won it. Go on, your next one.
My next one. Henry Cavill, Superman, Wolverine.
That was the obvious one. I knew you were going to get to it.
I had to.
That's a great one.
Oh, the fucking train lady in the station across. So you can even hear that. Train to Barcelona in 5 minutes.
That's a great... You know what? I knew you were going to go for all these, the obvious ones. So I'm switching up. You ready? Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Play Kate Blanchett, Galadriel from Lord of the Rings, Hela.
That's a rogue one.
That's a good one, though, isn't it?
She's getting murked by...
Who?
I want to pick a good one.
You've got to go through them all, so give it to me.
I guess so.
Pause.
Oscar Isaac, Moon Knight, and Apocalypse.
That's a really good one.
That's a really good one.
That's a really
good one. He's pretty unbeatable
there,
I think.
You know what? You could even throw a third one in there, which you haven't seen yet. Spider-Man 2049.
Yeah, I thought that.
2099
there
even.
I think there's one person that I put 3 and 4, and I'll just tell you who that is now.
Go on.
Sylvester Stallone.
Let me guess him.
Go on.
Rambo.
Yep. The train's got to guess. The train's got to guess. No, not that one, train.
Yeah, he's good. But someone else?
No. No, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger, not Stallone. It's the longest train in history.
I can't guess who the other person is other than Rambo that he would have been.
Are you joking?
Don't tell me, though. Oh, Rocky.
Fucking hell.
Rambo,
yes,
Rocky, and...
And the other one. I used to love this film. Bit rogue, though.
Someone with superpowers?
Not really.
The original Total Recall, was Arnold.
Judge Dredd,
of course.
That's a pretty good three.
That's a good mix. In my next one.
But again, this is what's difficult about this segment because like the fucking Thanos and Apocalypse or people like that are obviously just going to murk everybody.
Apologies, just for our audio listeners, my iPad's going to catch fire. But it turns out a black screen and the heat of the sun is going to cook. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, the Joker.
That's a good
predictable
one.
Mix.
I didn't
and that
think
counts.
That
that's my first animated like crossover.
I did have a Star Wars one. I was going to say Hayden Christensen, Darth Vader, and Anakin Skywalker.
Oh yeah,
depending on where you sit on the lore.
I've only just clocked one, and it's the most dangerous one of all.
Hit me.
Hayden Christensen, his character from Jumper.
Oh,
Darth
I love
Vader.
That film.
I love that.
I
film.
Love that. You know what people not say? What superpower film. Would you have? I always say
the
him
guy from Jumper.
Jumper.
And he just has to look at a picture, or he can usually just if he's got a good enough visual image.
Absolutely.
Great film, and also that's a mega dangerous one.
If
Vader can just
film.
Appear behind you.
Can you imagine if Darth Vader could just appear right next to you?
Yeah. Mad.
And he just you up.
I got one more. Do you want to go?
I would like to go.
Go.
And this is an interesting one. John Krasinski, Mr. Fantastic.
Of course. And what gym?
Captain America. I wanted that silence. He voices him in an episode of What If.
Does he?
That dog loves this one.
That looks like the dad of the dog we met the other night. You know, Bella?
Oh, yeah.
Maya. Thank you.
Anyway, that dog really liked that one. And I think she was a fan of the What If episode.
My last one.
Can I just say, Lil's is forgetting she's in the background of a podcast. She just went, Maria.
I did it. That's a good impression, though.
Thanks, kiddo.
Last one, and it's only
last
because
one.
I know I've got
I've
one
got some
more.
Honorable mentions there, mate.
My last one is only it's one of them is basically the most powerful character ever, and the other one's a bloke. Billy Crudup, Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen, and Chris Oram, the guy from Alien Covenant, he plays the captain. So he's a bloke, and then he's also Dr. Manhattan, and he can basically just go and
I
just
like
pull
that.
You apart.
Is that all yours?
That's all mine. I really
can
did
I just go through some honorable mentions then?
Yeah, hit me with him.
I'm going to do them quickly then. Chris Evans, Johnny Storm, and Captain America.
Love
Ben Affleck, Daredevil, and Batman.
He also played Superman in a TV show once. He could really do a little trifecta.
Speaking of which, Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider, and Superman. That was a real stretch, though.
One.
It was a stretch, though.
Oh my gosh. That really got
that
me.
That train, someone just plucked a hair from the under thigh of that train, because that's the noise I would make. I swear to God.
They did that on purpose. 100%.
He saw a podcast filming and went,
That was the most cancerous noise I've ever heard.
Is that train for?
Well, Nicolas Cage didn't really play Superman.
Also, can I just say for context, when we did this, he went, oh, the trains seem to only go by every 40 years.
Yeah.
We walked back yesterday.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The trains are so sparse.
Absolutely.
And yet today, it's International Train Day. Everyone get going.
Yep.
And they've gone past every nine seconds.
Well, in the 30-second window we've got where there's not another train, I'm going to fire through them.
Go.
Christian Bale, Batman and Gore.
Yep.
I love that one. Kit Harington, Jon Snow and Black Knight.
Oh, that's a nice one.
A rogue one.
I like that.
Nicholas Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Quicksilver and Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Michael B. Jordan. Killmonger and Human Torch.
Chuck Creed in there, you can box as well.
Oh, and Creed, did we think of that? Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool and Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's...
Now, I know Green Lantern was a garbage film.
Met his wife on there.
Yeah, and we should get his country's name out of our fucking mouth.
Yep, spot on.
But the character...
No, that's a good one.
Well OP.
That's a good one.
Nearly at the end,
good
Idris Elba, Heimdall and Bloodsport.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty good one.
That's a good one.
Zoe Saldana, the girl from Avatar, I forgot her name.
Wave Water.
Gamora.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Michael Keaton, Batman.
What colour is she though? She's blue and green. What colours blue and green make?
You're an artist, aren't you?
I feel like one of you two would know.
What does blue and green make?
Yellow.
That's great for this angle. What does blue and green make? Yellow.
Get out of my shot.
Brown. Definitely not brown. Brown maybe, yeah. I meant yellow, not yellow.
And it was all a musty yellow.
And it was all brown. Okay,
yeah,
so that was fun. No, David Harbour, Hellboy and Red Guardian. I really liked that one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's
I've got two more though. Rosario Dawson, Ahsoka, and she voices Wonder Woman.
Does she?
She does.
What?
Teal.
Teal, there we go.
I thought you meant like in response to Wonder Woman.
No,
Wonder Woman. Teal.
I appreciate someone Googled. You know, like a couple episodes ago, we went,
yeah, we're missing
what was Keith Flint's last name? And what's Keith's last Flint name? Don't know.
Sounds like an Alex. We've already established his name's Keith. Okay. And my last one is Will Smith, Hancock, and Headshot. Deadshot?
Deadshot.
I meant Deadshot. I've just seen my typo.
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one, isn't it? Because Hancock
really
is basically
good.
Superman.
Yours are really good.
Yeah, I got so obsessed with this
you
one.
You know what? I could have really gone into animation or anime and it would have been...
I thought you were going to. That's
but
why
then,
I left my
But then
robe
also
ones.
Then, anyone who knows it would go, that team is wiping the floor. But then at the same time, for you, it's like, okay.
So this is it. Well,
you voice
I guess
the guy I don't know and voice the guy I don't know.
For the sake of...
yep.
I'm going to go for my favourite five.
Rattle them off.
I'm going to go RDJ as Iron Man and Doom.
Oh my God.
Can you people in the street just stop
like
going about your lives being selfish?
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to go RDJ, Iron Man and Doom.
Okay.
I'm going to go Henry Cavill, Superman and Wolverine.
Okay.
I'm going to go Keanu Reeves, Neo and John Wick, because Neo in his own universe is basically like Jesus Christ.
Spot on.
And John Wick is just, what, like Hawkeye, but better.
And also
like
somehow,
if Hawkeye can be in the Avengers, John Wick could be in the Avengers.
You watched John Wick 4, innit?
Yeah.
He's immortal.
He's insane.
Stabbed 197 times.
Also, I missed Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury, and Frozone.
That
was a good one.
That.
But I'm not having that one. And the other one I missed, which I'm actually going to keep maybe, James McAvoy, Charles Xavier, and Split.
That's
he plays the Beast in Split.
Dangerous combo.
That's pretty mad. So, I love dogs, but fuck dogs. Fuck dogs. Actually, that might be...
I think it might
Maya's,
be.
Because that's the same tree, they're all...
Maya?
Was the dog called Maya? Yeah.
Maya's mom. Maya's pap.
I've lost count, but I'm also then going with Chris Evans, Johnny Storm, Captain America.
Yeah, great one.
And I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider, and Superman. So hit me with five.
Hold on, I'm just doing some Ray Gun.
Hit me with five that can beat that.
I don't have five that can beat that because I only did five, so my five would just beat against your five. All of them, though, are just... Some of them cancel out each other. Like,
absolutely.
They're just... Wolverine and Deadpool, Superman and Deadpool.
Yes.
And Superman and Wolverine, Henry Cavill, could already blitz
everybody.
All of them.
Ever.
But then also then Ghost Rider and Superman.
It's technically more powerful because Ghost Riders
can't die.
Yeah.
So technically that's better.
And also when you said cancelled out, I just thought of the most random one. I can't remember his name, but the dude who plays Iceman in the first three X-Men, and then he plays, what's he called? Torch, flame guy in the Boys.
Yeah.
Lamplighter.
Yeah.
He would literally cancel himself
out.
In fact, he'd just be making molten rock everywhere.
You wouldn't know because if you don't watch it, there's an anime where there's a guy whose mum has got ice powers, his dad's got fire powers, and he can eat your dinner while freezing your drink.
Ooh.
But he obviously uses it to fight crime.
He'd be a fantastic dinner guest.
Yeah, great story. But you wouldn't watch it anyway.
No, because it's for children.
Apparently so.
It's for children. What have you got next for me, kiddo?
Well, next, I wanted to run through which haven't seen yet, because I wanted to get your reaction on this, because I think it'll spark pure outrage. So for anyone listening to this, please go to your phone or another device and please Google Britain's worst rated and top rated chocolate bars.
Because they did a list,
it's going to make you really mad because it made me mad. I'm going to do the chocolate bars first. Look at this. I'm airdropping to your phone right now. Oh, no. You know what? Look at it from my iPad because I don't want to stop the camera. Look at that. So what is the worst chocolate bar in the UK? Here are some of the mentions. Sam, give us your thoughts. Live and direct.
Oh, my God. So these are in order.
So the worst tasting one. I'm totally with this.
Just from looking straight away, I already agree with this. Carmack. So that's got 2,777 votes. I already missed that. The dead at the bottom is Turkish Delight.
Turkish Delight, the little pink crap one. 36%
of the vote. That's nearly 8,000 votes. Yeah, that's a bag of shit. I've never had it in my
life. It is. I'm totally
with
it.
I've had Turkish Delight and it's okay.
Don't love it. Carmack, I don't mind being at the bottom, but Bounty should be way below it. But I get it's got a weird niche following.
I like Bounty. Do you not like Bounty?
Hate him.
Okay, I like Bounty.
Milky Bar is criminal.
Milky Way should not be the fourth worst because Milky Way is goated.
Milky Bar shouldn't be on this list at all.
Oh my God, Milky Bar is on the list. Okay, so I'm going to go from worst to bottom. So we've got Turkish Delight, Caramac, Bounty, Milky Way, Double Decker, Boost, Milky Bar, Picnic,
Dash Art,
Dairy Milk, Fruit and Nut, Snickers, Crunchy, Mars, Twix. Now, straight from the off.
Go on, problems. What are you happy with?
Milky Way, Boost, Milky Bar, Snickers, Crunchy, and Mars.
Yeah.
Like fantastic chocolate bars.
Now, Mars, apart from Mars, is like the OG chocolate bar, but that can get dashed to me. I think it's a worse Snickers.
I'm horrified that some of them are on there.
Horrible list, isn't it? I just can't get behind that many people hating Milky Bar. That's the most surprising. I love a Milky Bar.
Everybody loves a Milky Bar.
Everyone should love a Milky Bar. The adverts were so famous when you were a kid. Do you remember the little kid with the cowboy outfit on? Milky Bar Kid. Crunchy as well.
Crunchy's
should
amazing.
Not have that many
Plus,
votes.
And Dairy Milk Fruit and Nut. The Fruit and Nut is the worst of the Dairy Milk.
It is.
Still a good chocolate bar.
It's a Dairy Milk all the same.
It's like a Ferrari with bad wheels. You'd still want to drive it because it's a Ferrari.
I think Boost has just got a branding problem. No one knows what
it looks,
Boost...
It looks unhealthy.
Yeah, no one knows what they
like
taste like.
A Red Bull. I love a Boost.
But if your favourite chocolate bar is a Boost, please let us know and drop a comment for it because I'm gobsmacked at how you would even remember it because it's so forgettable. Yeah.
And Double Decker's been around forever. How is it that high up in the weight?
I think it's, again, just a weird profile. It's like nougat, isn't it? I think.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a big thing for anyone.
Bar, is it,
no.
Really?
So the next one I want to get your reaction on is this is Britain's worst biscuits. And as you know, as a British person, we're passionate as hell about our biscuits.
We make a fucking good biscuit.
We make a great biscuit. When you go on holiday, you go, everyone else's biscuits are bobbins.
Exactly.
We make great biscuits.
It's a perfect example because we're on an all-inclusive holiday.
Yep.
And the desserts are 80% garbage.
Garbage. Yeah.
We make sweet treats hella fresh.
So just, and same again, please look up the worst rated biscuits in the UK. You're going to have a problem with some of these. Read them out, please. Read them all out.
Ginger nuts. I love ginger nuts.
Shouldn't be on there.
Chocolate fingers.
Shouldn't be on there. Fingers, I love chocolate fingers.
To be fair, you should clip this up and put this up now. That looks like rabbit poo. That looks grosso.
Yeah.
Jammy Dodgers.
Yep. Love Jammy Dodgers.
I've gone off them, but I respect them.
They should have their place in the top
Madeline's,
two.
Madeline's. Never heard
never
of
them. Never had them.
So maybe they deserve
it. They're there.
Pink wafers. I'm not 7 years old.
Love pink wafers.
That makes a load of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Go on.
I'm not 7 years old. Haven't had a pink wafer since I was 7 years old. You probably rich tea. Up your nose every day.
Rich tea is one of my bottoms. I'm not a fan of rich tea at all.
I think rich tea gets a lot of hate.
Too dry. I need it with a tea.
It can't stand up next to others.
No.
Chocolate digestives. Can't believe that's there. Shortbread. shortbread is a goat.
Not a fan of shortbread. And Dutch people love shortbread.
That was about a 50-foot drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll make it. Jump.
I might have to. Don't like
shortbread
it
shortbread is, you know, fantastic.
They put cookies on there, but like Maryland-style cookies. Who doesn't love Maryland cookies?
That's immediately wrong then, because who doesn't love a cookie? Especially
also,
if it's just, it just says cookies, so especially if it's just
the last one, Sam, as I mentioned, for anyone who's not got it up, is that bottom right one there, party rings. Party rings are the lowest calorie. They're only 25 calories per, and they're delicious. And I think it's one of you when you get a good amount.
They look like a birthday party, Liam.
They look like a birthday party. And I think of all these, you get your bang for your buck best on them, because party rings are never more than like 80p.
Yeah.
Bargain. And I have a massive problem with party rings.
Bourbons are class.
Bourbons are classic.
Ooh. This is Garibaldi's.
Garibaldi's.
But that looks a lot to me
like a Tory biscuit.
No, it looks, well, yes, very much. Well, it's called Garibaldi, so yeah. Fucking Garibaldi.
The Garibaldi.
The Garibaldi of biscuits.
Yeah.
Garibaldi.
Garibaldi.
That looks to me like a fantastic biscuit.
It looks like a
That looks like those
tortilla.
Breakfast bars where it's like apple sultana.
Yeah, not for me. I would never pick one up. That's one of these.
They're a bag of shit anyway, so we can.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's...
That's a troublesome list, that,
that is a troublesome list. Because it's not as bad as the chocolate bars, because half of them probably deserve to
be there.
You know
what it is? This is how we know the immigration's getting too bad, because the British staples are getting lost. I don't believe that. But these are classic bickies here, and for people to not stand by them is really worrying.
Seeing chocolate digestive, shortbread, ginger nuts, and jammy dodgers, to me especially, and party rings, and chocolate fingers, and cookies.
It's worrisome.
And bourbons. And custard creams was in like a little bit of the sun on the iPad that I couldn't
see. It.
Why is a custard cream in that list?
There's no business being there. But to be fair though, I've not had a custard cream forever because I have foxes. You know the round ones? That's a go-to biscuit. And they're always on a good deal at Tesco as well. You got a
no,
card.
Custard creams.
Shouldn't be on there though. That's a childhood staple.
Wait a minute.
Childhood classico.
I need a minute.
That's Thierry Henry in 2004. See my football reference? I did a football reference.
Oh, nice.
TT in 04.
Yeah. TT.
That's what they say, isn't it? Is 04 is that his bag? Is that his like prime years? 04.
I think the Invincibles are 4 to 5.
Yeah. Look at me today, I'm murking it.
Look at you, custard creams and Thierry Henry. You would have thought it.
Throw another one. 04 NBA. Give me a relevant
fingers.
Example. No, but like a player, I meant, obviously.
Oh, okay. Jammy Dodgers.
You're not getting what I'm asking for here. You're gonna be like,
what,
Jammy Dodgers. 04 Allen Iverson, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've taken a great example, but there's loads of others.
Now I'm even more confused. Anyway.
Forget it. Anyway,
I'm confused. So, what have we got left? Oh, we've not done this at the start.
We've not done
our song of the week and our film of the week.
Since season one.
Because we've had so many fantastic guests.
Yeah.
And because Liam's probably going to want to make a little graphic on the plane home, we're going to change it from song and film of the week to song and film of the aeroplane journey.
The
aeroplane journey. Songs to fly with. Films to fly with.
Yeah.
Film I watched on the way here.
Yeah, you didn't tell me this, so you wanted to be a surprise. Go on then, hit me with it.
Didn't even finish it.
Go
it's
on.
Called The Union.
Oh, you said. You're watching this in the coach and you just kept pausing going, this is absolutely,
you know,
when it's
that bad,
awful.
You have to keep watching.
Always. I never finished it.
It's
film.
Mark Wahlberg's new...
Halle Berry.
And Simmons, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
Newest.
Also, Oscar winner.
Three fantastic actors.
Two Oscar winners there. Halle Berry's got an Oscar. J.K. Simmons has an Oscar. And they're doing Netflix crap movies.
it's a new Netflix movie. He hates it. This dog hates it.
Yeah.
He's going, Mark Wahlberg.
Valid
absolutely
reason
valid.
For hating it.
So it's the new espionage thriller.
Yep.
Thriller. What thriller? Anyway.
Yep.
Liam, it was so fucking awful.
I'm yawning listening to it.
Honestly, the premise of the film, very long story short, is just like every 4 out of the bloody 10 episodes of Mission Impossible, where some agencies got hold of all of the personal information of anybody who's ever worked for the US government.
That's mad original.
So every CIA, every FBI, every like copper, everyone, so that this next mission, they need someone who's not on the list. So they need an everyday man.
That is not at all how agencies work. They would just get someone new.
Can you imagine? Every like, they need like a John Smith, a Joe Bloggs off the street.
Joe Bloggs off the street is what I was going to say.
So Halle Berry, who in the opening scene, Halle Berry's really good at fight scenes, as we know from John Wick especially, and Catwoman and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But John Wick recently, really not good in these fight scenes. She's got like a half Storm haircut from the X-Men films. She's supposed to be incognito. Everyone around has got caps on her sunglasses like this looking around. She's walking around with bright silver mohawk. right?
That's what incognito looks like to me.
You know, hide in plain sight kind of thing.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So she goes, I've got an idea. She goes back to the town she was raised at, Mark Wahlberg, your blue collar worker.
What does he do?
He's a factory worker or something, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But my point being, he's supposed to be like proper factory worker, blue collar, goes to the same pub every night, always makes tit the piss out of him because he's never gone anywhere.
Let me guess, he's in fantastic shape.
He's in unreal shape.
And he
looks the best I've seen him look. He looks 20 years younger.
He should look awful.
Yes,
and be
absolutely.
The slowest man. Have you ever seen those factory workers? You ever think they're in fighting shape?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, yeah, and obviously all his whole thing that his MO is that I've not done enough with my life because I've stayed in the same village and I go to the same pub with the same four people in Boston and all this shit, right?
Boston.
Red Sox. That's a different thing, isn't it?
No, that's right. Boston Red Sox. Or White Sox. There's a similar... I think there's two teams... No,
Boston
Chicago...
Celtics.
Why? But then I thought it was Chicago Angels. I think there's a major league and a minor league.
Being morons again.
Yes, we are.
It doesn't matter.
Back to it.
Anyway, so Halle Berry walks back into this bar in her local town, sees Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg goes, oh my God, Halle Berry. Can't remember her name. It was like useless.
Right.
Halle Berry, what are you doing here? What are you doing?
What are you doing here?
They end up having a drink and you get the gist. Mm-hmm. They dated in high school.
Okay.
And they established that was 25 years ago.
She's not seen him in 25 years.
Not seen him in 25 years. Cool. And the whole thing is like, yeah, well, we were going to go places, but you disappeared, Halle Berry. And she's going, oh, well, yeah, can't tell you why. So they go for a walk to their favorite bench. She jabs him in the throat with a drugs.
Drugs.
Drugs. Don't know. He wakes up in a hotel room in Landan. And she tells him everything straight away. So first of all, absolutely no like NDA signed.
No,
no background check. She sits him down and goes, yeah, the US government has this problem, this problem, this problem. We need this, we need this, blah, 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 blah. And I know you
are
a really hard worker and you're a real salt to earth man.
She hasn't seen him in 25 years.
Exactly. So her boss, J.K. Simmons, who's supposed to be like above the CIA, shut your mouth, you.
Oh, look at it. It's a parrot.
Fucking little, it's a paella pigeon. That's all I'm having out of it.
It's a green parrot.
Okay, that's actually one of the most beautiful birds I've ever seen.
Or drop some
live on camera. We just got this green parrot taking a dump. Anyway, stop disturbing my fantastic assessment of this film.
Yeah, go on.
Because this is the only...
This is wildly more interesting than your
description. I can actually imagine it. But this is what's more important. J.K. Simmons, top of the CIA, goes, you're
our guy.
And they give him a fucking 2-day boot camp in how to use an assault rifle and just be a top agent.
Let me guess, at the end of 2 days, he's the greatest
at the start
shooter.
Of it, oh, he can't hit any of the cans.
You watching?
Now he's hitting all of the cans. He's, do you know what he's ready for?
Go on.
The field.
Sounds like
it. Whack him in. Obviously, he fucks his first job up. As they're about to let him go, he goes, but I've been a letdown my whole life.
Give me another chance.
I need to see something through. So they see it through. Didn't get past that because it's fucking garbage. That's me.
That anyway, is awful.
Song of the week, Alessis by McGee, whatever.
That was really horrible to listen to.
Thank you.
You made it sound more dry than it already was.
Do you know what
was.
I'm saying as well? That's a fantastic song, but my enthusiasm's gone.
I believe it. It'll be playing right now. Pause.
He's singing it. Balcony Bubbles.
He's close to it.
Anyway, check out McGee. McGee's fantastic.
What was the last? You know what my last film was? And I told you about the early today. Zack Snyder's Justice League. That'd be my film.
Didn't watch
that
on the plane though.
I didn't watch anything on the plane though. I listened to music. It was a 2-hour plane. And then I tried to fall asleep for 12 minutes. And then I got elbowed with the force of Zeus.
Yeah.
And woke me right up out of my uncomfortable sleep.
Yeah, the air hostess brought the trolley down and just Thor hammered you square in the chair.
Yeah. I was like, sick. I guess I'm awake then now.
Yeah, just give Mjolnir a sweet
kick. So I've watched nothing. So I guess my movie of the week is. Well, my film that my... What was the second called?
Maybe you watched on the fucking plane.
Didn't watch one big one.
Oh, exactly.
Didn't
so
watch...
Maybe you watched in the hotel. Was 20 minutes of Justice League.
I watched a bit longer than that. I've watched it over 2 nights. It's a 4-hour film. It's whammed. But it is pretty good, though. To be honest. I don't like it was shot in 16:3, though. No, 16:9.
Is it?
It's not widescreen. He did it like a square. So get your 2000s TV out because it's perfect for that.
I'd like to quickly place my opinion on record we were discussing at the pool earlier.
Going in.
I don't care how good this Zack Snyder recut.
You've watched other films of his and loved them, but yeah.
I've also watched Zack Snyder films that have been god awful.
Yeah, Rebel Moon, go.
fantastic. Having to re-release a film to prove a point just proves how much of a shithole disgrace your company is in.
Yeah,
and I'm glad we're having this conversation now because I do actually believe that James Gunn's going to resurrect the DC.
Yeah,
but I will always be
Marvel.
White
Eyes Batman.
Marvel's worst is still better than Aquaman to me.
It is.
And the likes of that. I'd still rather watch Ant-Man Quantumania than watch Wonder Woman 2.
That's a really good example because Wonder Woman 2 was
on that sword.
Barbins.
I'll die on that sword. Wonder Woman Teal, because that's what we got before.
Wonder Woman Teal, thank you. My song of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I like to cater what I'm listening to based on the weather. So it's either my Floor Stompers playlist or my Funky Funk playlist.
Because the weather on the plane was quite nice, to be fair.
The weather on the plane was nice. It was sunny. So I was like, I got to get in the mode early. Yeah. So it was, Frankie Beverly and the Boys, Maze. We
Maze.
Are one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big fuck tune. I'm doing funk tunes
in the
sun.
Grown ups, Maze. Maze.
No, I wasn't. So that'd be it. It was a bit of funk and a bit of this, a bit of that.
Okay, I like that.
Stunning.
I like that. Shall we give him a little teaser about our merchandise?
Give him a light tease.
I'm not going to show them.
Give him a light
tease. They can see in the background Easter eggs, but this was just to cover up the
testers.
Really awful.
And if you're listening to it, Sam's pointing to what?
I'm pointing to a cap and a tote bag. And these are just certain variations. We are planning to release a wide variety
of items. Yep.
We got your caps, we got your t-shirts, we got your mugs, we got your tote bags, we got your signed dildos, whatever you want.
Uno cards. The works.
And what we're going to do is we're going to be leaking a couple to get your opinions and to gauge which one do you prefer.
So let us know wherever you listen to us in the comments.
Yeah.
Do you want a bag? Do you want a hat? Do you want a scarf?
What's
do you want a flannel? Do you
want
a water bottle? Do you want a pencil case?
Exactly.
What have we not thought of that you've got? You know what I need?
Do you want branded chopsticks?
Towel? We'll do them.
Do you think I can't eat my noodles without repping my favourite podcast? Because if that is how you feel, we're going to make it happen.
And we're here for you.
We're going to make it happen because we care about our fans. Yeah. And as Danielle says, superstar famous boys.
Superstar famous boys. Do you want to close it out? Do you want me to close it out?
I'll close it out.
Close it out then.
So, fresh from near Barcelona.
We're on like a time clock here before this train crosses.
From Loretta de Mar, Margaret de Mar, Spain.
España.
All the same to me.
Whoa,
not that kind of same to me. I just mean because Demar.
Course.
And I can't get over a place being called Margaret Demar.
Malgret Demar.
That is definitely the same thing. Margaret Demar.
Close enough.
I'm not calling it.
Oh, the two little green pigeons are facing each other. The two little green parrots.
Well, as you can see, we're in paradise because there is a green parrot and a red parrot making sweet, sweet baby parrots behind us. So before this train goes past and does the little screech from hell again.
Yeah. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thanks for visiting us on your screen from España. We are going to leave you there. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in.
And we'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you back in the UK. And
And we'll close in statements.
As if he just stopped barking the second you did that.
We'll leave it there then.
Anyway, straight from all the stray dogs that we're going to pet for you. Thank you and good day. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.